With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the House could vote Friday to expel New York Republican George Santos.
The House Ethics Committee says it has amassed overwhelming evidence of lawbreaking by Santos that has been sent to the Justice Department. Santos says he will not resign, and the House would be voting to expel based on allegations.
If I leave, they win. If I leave, the bullies take place. This is bullying.
Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries calls Santos
a joke and an embarrassment.
Jeffries says Republicans knew what Santos was doing and coddled him.
And play footsie with him for the better part of the year. Why? Because House Republicans needed George Santos's vote.
This would be the third expulsion effort of Santos's short tenure in Congress. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Ceasefire talks appear to be growing tougher, with Hamas having already freed most of the women and children kidnapped during the deadly October 7th attack on Israel that triggered the war.
Experts say the militants are expected to make greater demands in return for freeing men and soldiers. Hamas has been releasing at least 10 Israeli hostages per day in exchange for Israel's release of at least 30 Palestinian prisoners. The latest ceasefire announcement followed a last-minute standoff, with Hamas saying Israel had rejected a proposed list that included 7 living captives and the remains of 3 who the group said were killed in Israeli airstrikes. Israel later said Hamas submitted an improved list but gave no details. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A New York appeals court has reinstated a gag order that barred Donald Trump from commenting about court personnel after he disparaged a law clerk in his New York civil fraud trial. A mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 520 points, the Nasdaq dropping 32, the S&P 500 up by 17. This is SRN News. Religious freedom groups are warning about the spread of Islamic terrorism in sub-Saharan Africa. Jeff King of International Christian Concern says the Democratic Republic of Congo is suffering.
It's a largely Christian country and very small minority Muslim country, but there's tremendous wealth there. And so there is an armed Islamic terror group that is terrorizing Christians.
And then there's Eritrea, where things have been getting worse.
They've persecuted the Christians for decades, but it really ramped up last year. 5,000 Christians in prison, torture, many of them held in shipping containers in the desert, if you can imagine that.
King says Nigeria is perhaps the worst case on the continent, with 2 Muslim terror groups killing Christians and pushing them off the land. ICC's latest global persecution report can be found at persecution.org. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters. The legal system's speed is being questioned in one state.
Most people in Mississippi's county jails have been held at least 3 months while waiting to go on trial. A survey shows some wait longer because 2/3 of counties have grand juries that meet only 2 or 3 times a year to consider indictments. University of Mississippi Law School students and staff collected the data. The center's director says Mississippi should join most other states in limiting how long prosecutors can delay seeking indictments. He says geographic misfortune can cause longer pretrial detentions. John Scott reporting.
Police are searching for 2 people after an FBI agent was carjacked in Washington as the nation's capital copes with a spike in carjackings. Investigators offered a reward of up to $10,000 Thursday for information leading to the arrest of the pair. More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.